Amen. Amen. Father, again, we do say thank you. God, we recognize that you are the God of everything. And so, Father, in this moment of our thanksgiving, we offer unto you also our praise. And God, we pray that you will accept our praise offering as we lift up and magnify the name of Jesus. We pray, God, now that you would speak to us, that we'll hear your voice, that we'll know your presence, know your power. Lord, would you sit with us a while? We might listen attentively, hear what you are saying to the church. Would you make it personal, Father, that it will help us as we help one another? Would you bring us up together, leaving no one man or woman behind? As a good shepherd that cares for the sheep, God, would you corral us all together in safe places? And no hurt nor harm would come upon us. We know the devil is a roaring lion, wants to destroy us. Wants to destroy us, our families, our jobs, even our church. But Father, would you protect us? Put a hedge round about us. Be a fence. For Lord, we can't do it without you. And so we offer ourselves to you, just as you offered yourself as a sacrifice for us. We appreciate you today, and yesterday, and forevermore. Now, God, speak to us, and we can go a little further, a little stronger. We need a word. And Lord, we've come to celebrate our mothers today, but we dare not celebrate our mothers without seeing the Christ. So we will in all our ways acknowledge you. Hear us in this place. And now, Lord, that you be heard, we'll silence ourselves. Speak, Father, in the name of Jesus. Redeemed of the Lord said, amen, amen, and amen. Put your hands together as a praise offering to God. Come on, put your hands together. Oh, we can do better. We can praise better than that. Oh, yeah. What an awesome God we serve. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Grab your Bibles. Happy Mother's Day again to all of our mothers, and we're going to get you to the restaurant real quick and all that kind of stuff so we can't be complained upon. Remember, we lost our seat because you kept us too long. First Kings, Old Testament of the Bible, First Kings, very unusual story there, but we're going to use it as a foundation to good sound Mother's Day preaching. Amen. First Kings chapter 3. Smartphones, tablets, fire them up. First Kings, pull that Bible app up. Turn off that poker game. Pull up the Word of God. First Kings chapter 3. And a little bit of reading there. First Kings chapter 3. And we're going to build our ideas off of verse 16 through verse 27. The whole story revolves around two mothers. and a wise judge. I won't trouble you too long today with all of the reading, but that's what we need you to focus on, beginning at verse 16 all the way over to verse 27. Actually, the text ends at verse 28, the story. But let me read a little bit. It says, in beginning at verse 16 from the New Living Translation of the Bible, if you found your place, say, we're ready, Pastor. It says, sometime later, two prostitutes came to the king to have an argument settled. Please, my lord, one of them began, this woman and I lived in the same house. I gave birth to a baby while she was with me in the house. 3 days later, she also had a baby. We were alone. There were only two of us in the house. But her baby died during the night when she rolled over on it. Then she got up in the night, took my son from beside me while I was asleep. She laid her dead child in my arms and took mine to sleep beside her. And in the morning, when I tried to nurse my son, he was dead. But when I looked more closely in the morning light, I saw that it wasn't my son at all. Then the other woman interrupted. It certainly was your son, and the living child is mine. No, the first woman said, the dead one is yours, and the living one is mine. And so they argued back and forth before the king. Then the king said, let's get the facts straight. Both of you claim the living child is yours. And each says that the dead child belongs to the other. All right, bring me a sword. So a sword was brought to the king. Then he said, cut the living child in two and give half to each of these women. Then the woman, who really was the mother of the living child and who loved him very much, cried out, oh no, my lord, give her the child. Please don't kill him. But the other woman said, all right, he will be neither yours nor mine. Divide him between us. Then the king said, do not kill him. Give the baby to the woman who wants him to live, for she is his mother. God bless you. Do me a favor before you take your seat. Smile and look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, pastor is going to preach what I did. I did for love. Amen. This is one of those unusual stories in the Bible that upon initial reading, you would have all kinds of thoughts running through your mind. But on Mother's Day, I'm convinced that this is the kind of story that a real mother can understand. This is the kind of story that real mothers would give admiration and honor to the mother who was willing to give up her child just so the child could live. A real mother would understand that I would rather he live with you than die because I tried to keep him to myself. And so the text of the story, again, though it is unusual, I believe it serves as a good biblical lesson on this Mother's Day of the quality and character of a real mother. And most mothers on this day can relate to even the title of the sermon because you've done a lot. And a lot of what you did it because of love. And so as we look at this story, I see every good mother that I know. I'm convinced in my spirit that if I could do a roll call, mothers to fill the role, if this were a movie scene or if this were a play, and we needed to pick someone to play the part of the good mother, I could find candidates quite easily because I know some of your mothering skills. I know some of your mothering struggles. I know some of your mothering sacrifices. But I know your mothering strength. And there it is, Dr. Dixon, why we celebrate mothers. There it is why we give you the honor and glory that you do, not just the second Sunday in May, but every day of your mothering life. Because of your skills and your strength, because of your willingness to sacrifice, because of the way that you have given of yourself, that's what makes us good mothers. Where I come from, there are some cruel sayings and there are some true sayings. One of the sayings that I would remember hearing as I grew up down south was when the old ladies sitting on the porch in them rocking chairs with their cans sitting down beside them, not cans for beer but for spitting their tobacco and snuff in them cans, they would say things like, "Everybody can't be no mother. Anybody can have a baby, but not everybody can be a mother." I didn't understand it then, mothers, but I sure understand it now. And again, for the sake of celebrating today, I'm not trying to be critical. I'm not trying to start no trouble with nobody. If you got a child, I'm calling you a good mother just by proxy. But I'm telling you now that Grandma was right. Anybody can have a baby, but not everybody can be a mother. The book of Genesis gives us an early indication as to God's concern as well as God's consecration and supply unto motherhood. When in the third chapter of Genesis, around the 20th verse, I believe it reads kind of like this, that Sister Eve would be the mother of all who live. Eve had her faults. Eve had some shortcomings and made some poor decisions, but every mother goes through that. If I were to survey the house very quickly, Brother Jesse, and ask every mother in here, have you made mistakes? Their hands would go up. Have you any regrets? Their hands would go up. Are there any things that you would change if you could? And their hands would go up. Because if, in fact, any mother who did not apply to one of those questions is only fooling herself. Every mother has had to make some hard decisions and difficult decisions. Every mother has had heartbreak. But the fact of the matter is, what you did it for love. And so we celebrate you today, and we want to tell you thank you. And we recognize that thank you seems so insignificant in regards to what you've been through, but we do owe you a thankful thank you. We want to honor you. Flowers are not enough today. A dinner date is not enough today. An appliance or a garment is not enough today. But we do want to do something to recognize that you are indeed a loving mother. And so within the text, we discover that there is a situation. And let me get this, because I know when I read the text, Dr. Dixon, when I said, two prostitutes, somebody went, Well, don't get caught up on that part right there. Let's kind of write that off. But what I want you to see is we discover that there are two mothers caught up in a conflict. The conflict is not a natural conflict. It is a conflict that occurs because something unnatural or unthinkable has happened to one of the mothers. Amen. Some of us have had tragedies happen in our lives between us and our children. Some of us have had our children arrested, or some of us have had our children get in trouble. Some of us have even had to bury a child. And so this conflict is understandable in that it happens in realities. It's not just a Bible story anymore. It's a reality. There are parents who have suffered with a stillborn child. There are parents whose children have suffered with SIDS or other related tragedies in life. But the fact of the matter is, no parent wants to lose a child. And again, one of those good Southern sayings goes like this, that no parent should have to bury their child. And so I kind of understand, Deacon Campbell, why sister did what she did. I mean, she woke up in the middle of the night, and you know, they tell you also, if you're a parent, a young mother, don't let that baby sleep in the bed with you, because you might roll over and then, I ain't gonna roll over on my child. You don't wanna do that. You wanna put the baby in the crib, and you know, now they say sleep on the back. It used to be on the stomach, the side, upside down. Now it's okay, run upside down. But she made a mistake. She woke up in the middle of the night and a child is not living, and so she made a quick decision. She snuck in and switched babies with the other mother. Now, again, there may be some critics who will say, what mother wouldn't notice her child being taken? She was in a deep sleep. She was tired that day. She had scrubbed the floors and dust furniture and all that kind of stuff. So she was sleeping good. But the Bible said that she woke up to nurse the baby. Now, in modern society, the story would have gone, she woke up to hand the baby a bottle. But she was nursing the baby and noticed that the baby was not responding to her attempts. And then in the morning light, she recognized that that's not my baby. Now, again, those who are good mothers would say any mother would recognize their child. Absolutely so. But the story is not just about those things. But the real issue of the story is how this mother sacrificed. And I think that's what we really want to say to you today. We want to thank you for all of the things that you are and all of the things that you've done. We really want to thank you for sacrifice. Yeah, because mothers, being a mother requires that you give up some stuff. Yeah, it requires that you make sacrifice. And I'll tell you now that you may not agree with me, but I'm going to say it. I don't have a whole lot of respect or admiration for mothers who will not sacrifice. Amen. It shouldn't be all about you. You got to learn that now that you're a mother, you got to give up some stuff. You can't keep on doing what you was always doing and going where you were always going and thinking first about yourself. Your child comes first. Oh, I should have gotten more amen. Your child has to come first. You got to realize now that the first level of the preaching is that child is a gift from God. Amen. In our society, Reverend Muriel, we have a thing called Planned Parenthood. But if I surveyed the house right now, I bet you half the mothers in here would look at me and go, Planned Parenthood, my foot. I just woke up feeling bad. Amen. We weren't marking the calendar talking about, okay, this is the month we're going to make sure ovulation takes place. And we're going, no, we just woke up feeling kind of queasy one day. And first we tried to say we shouldn't never ate that lasagna. Or we tried to put it on some bad shrimp or something, you know, But after a while, we start realizing, you know what? This ain't no bad food right here. Amen. And the reality is that when you realize that you're pregnant, life starts changing. Amen. You can't still hang out while you're pregnant. You got to watch what you eat. You can't keep drinking new wine, and you got to stop smoking cigarettes, and You can't be wearing your Daisy Dukes no more. You got to take off them high heel stilettos. You come on, sacrifice. You and you know your nose gonna get big and you're gonna swell up and all that. And you gonna lose your glamour, girl. That's sacrifice right there. And listen, I've seen mothers tell the children, I lost my best body messing with y'all. I was 36, 24, 36. Now I'm just that, you know. And I had to do something. And because of sacrifice, we ate different and took them big ugly iron pills and all that kind of stuff. But every good mother understands sacrifice. And it's a poor mother that does not understand sacrifice. But it's a gift from God. So level one is that I thank you, Mama, for doing it in love and for bearing me as a gift from God. Tragically, in our society, there is a thing called abortion. I'm not going to get into that argument with you. I'm not going to tell you about pro-life, pro-choice. That ain't the issue for me. What I'm telling you is I'm thankful that my mother bore me as a gift. I'm thankful that my mama, I mean, she may not have preached a sermon or testified, but I pray God that she obviously knew she had something good inside when Leroy was in the oven. Amen. I'm thankful that she walked around and rubbed that olive oil on her stomach and trying to keep her thing going, but I was receiving that love when she was rubbing me. When I kicked, she didn't kick back. Amen. And I thank God for every mother that recognized that you were bearing a gift. Y'all know Elizabeth and Mary's story, and the Bible said that she rejoiced and she was glad and honored to be bearing the gift. And I know, again, some of you mothers, you know, you didn't kind of feel that way all the time. But if you had not bore the gift would not have arrived. Amen. And I'm telling you right now, when I sent my mother her little flowers and her card, I mentioned that in the card, that I thank her for bearing me as a gift. And it was a little conceited, a little, you know, kind of pat on my own back, because I told her, you didn't know you had something special inside, but look at me now. That's what I said. But the fact of the matter is, it takes strength to be a bearer of a gift. Amen. It takes strength. And mothers, I encourage you to stay strong. Amen. Because if you're not strong, you're weak. And if you're weak, the gift will take advantage of you. Yeah, you got to be a strong mother. You gotta recognize that every now and then, no is the right answer. And every now and then, go sit yourself down and shut up is a good doctrine. Every now and then, I will skin you alive. Don't do it, but thank you. A good threat is always in order. Amen. And in fact, some of y'all ought to write these down. You're going to need these. You know, I brought you here and I'll take you out is another good one. And be strong. Don't let them look at you with them little sad eyes and whining with their thumb stuck in their mouth. Come on, you don't love me. If you love me, you'll let me eat that whole baby Ruth. You wouldn't make me save half of it. I got to pay your dentist bill. Go sit down somewhere. Amen. You got to be strong. And being strong means that you got to make sure that your child doesn't get weak. Let me tell you what's wrong with part of our society. This ain't no picking on. We'll be done here. But because we've got weak mothers, we have weak children. Mm-hmm. I'll get to Father's Day next month. But you got to be strong. And this woman was strong because, one, she exhibited her strength in her decision making. Got to make sound decisions. You got to think. If you don't think, you're reckless. You be strong because if not strong, Paul tells Timothy, he said, listen, it was in your mama and your grandmama. Yeah, and let me ask you something now. When you look at the lineage of the mothers in your family, what kind of strength do you see? What kind of lacking of strength do you see? I'm telling you right now that we bear much blame for the ills of society because we're too weak. Ain't no good child get to have their way all the time. Every child ought to know what heartbreak and disappointment is like. But it takes strong mothers. I've had some mothers say, well, I just don't want to bring them up like they did me. I'm going to let my child. No, you ain't helping Junior none. Because bad June bug here is jailbird June bug here. You got to be strong. Let them cry. I'd rather enjoy watching children cry myself. I can't be the only one. Some of y'all undercover enjoy it. Good knowing, and then they, and I go with them. Amen. Some of y'all ever did that when your kid cry, you act like you crying too. Say, you got to be strong. And then the second thing is, you got to always be willing to sacrifice yourself. Yeah, you can't ask nobody else to sacrifice for your child if you won't sacrifice for them yourself. Yeah, you got to be willing to give up yourself. Amen, because that's what gift bearing requires. And please understand, this lady demonstrates
that yes, her heart's broken. She's gonna have to go through a whole lot if this thing don't go down right. But she would rather have her child in the arms of another mother than to carry him to the funeral parlor in half. You got to sacrifice yourself. You got to stop being selfish sometime and let your child be first. What's important for them? You can't sit down and eat dinner and your child hungry. You can't be walking around here carrying a Coach bag and your child ain't got a good pair of shoes. You can be getting your nails done and your baby ain't got no books and lunch money. You got to sacrifice yourself. You around here riding around in a new car and ain't no heat in the house. You hanging out at the club and the baby home by itself. No, you got to sacrifice. That's a gift. You got a gift like that, you ought to do something with it. Sacrifice. Then he says, you know, I see it in the text, Dr. Dixon, also understanding that as you're bearing the child as the gift, you're also being a gift to the child. I can't remember Jess, where my music ministry, Jess, I don't remember that group, but they had that song that said, I always love my mother. Who are that, them boys? Somebody, y'all know who it is. Was it who? Yeah, I want the good one. I don't like the bad one. Anyway, them boys made that. And, you know, every year this time of year, they start playing it. You know, I'll always love my mama. That's a gift, man. My mama's a gift. Your mother's a gift. And you ought to thank her every day as a gift. Amen. Just like you look at your diamond ring and your fine house and your fine car and polish them up. And treat them all night, get your jewelry straight and all that. Your mother's a gift. And you ought to treat her and remind her that you thank God for her being your gift. You ought to be telling her how, yeah, amen, not listen, not just on Mother's Day. You ought to call mama sometimes and say, hey, baby. That's how I talk to my mama. I call her, hey, girl, what's going on? She said, hey, baby, how you doing? My wife get jealous sometimes. That's my baby. I say, hey, what are you doing? I flirt with her and talk trash to her, you know. She said, boy, you so crazy. I said, you know, I got to look out for my baby. I said, don't be letting no men folk come around there. Now that daddy gone, you got to be such a child. I ain't thinking about it. I'm going to make sure you ain't thinking about it. Look out, mama. She's a gift. Why? Two things are critical, and I'll be done. You can get go home. One reason you need to thank her for being the gift is, watch this now, she shared her life with you. She shared her life with you. You couldn't get here without your mama. She lets you live inside of her. Now, let me see if I can get this here. Brother Melvin, don't miss this part, man. Who in here now will let somebody else live inside of them that don't appreciate them? Amen. You lived inside. You didn't get wet. You didn't have to pay no bills. You ate all the time, slept half the time. Matter of fact, I want to go back to the womb. I had it made in there. You didn't have to worry about nothing. No hurt, no harm. Okay, can't do it. But she let you, she shared her life with you. You know the cord, the umbilical cord. Y'all know that cord. That's life. Your daddy didn't have that going on. Your daddy didn't share that with you. He made his deposit and went on about his business. But mama shared her life with you. You lived off of her. How dare you get in the world and not recognize that? She nurtured you. She took them ugly iron pills, took them checkups, sitting in, her back was hurting, her feet swole up, and you're going to come to life and not know that's a gift that she shared. You better get yourself together. She shared her life, made big sacrifice for you. That's a gift right there. Every now and then you need to understand that she took care of you, not just out of necessity, but out of love. She made sure that she did everything right. 9 months and several hours later, here you are. And now look at you with your big rusty self. You don't recognize mama as a, this is her day. You better get on that phone. You better drive the miles. You better stand there and whatever she say, the answer is yes, dear. Amen. And young ladies, you too. Yeah, you need to go there and mama up on mama. You went and got your nails done Friday, you should have took mama with you. And told the lady, I got this. The lady said, how many? One. You got your mani-pedi, you should have got mama one too. You got yours fried, dyed, throwed to the side, weaved in tight. Mama should have got some extensions too. She's a gift. Nothing's too good for mama. Amen. Talking about, every time I turn around, she's blowing up my phone. If she hadn't blown up, you couldn't have a phone to blow up. Amen. Ain't nobody but mama. Don't you dare say that no more. Next time your phone rings, you ought to knock yourself out trying to get to the phone. Get to the phone. What's the matter, mama? I saw you on the call ID. Baby, you all right? Child, you ran to the phone. Mama, it's you. You can't even sit there screening mama calls. Oh, Lord, why she keep calling me? Because she brought you here. I'm convinced of God ain't no bad mamas, just bad children. I said she's a gift. I don't care how hard mama was. Hard was good. Amen. She shared her life. Then the second thing, and we just about ready to do it, is that she showed you her love by giving you life. Because she didn't have to do it. Again, she didn't have to. This woman in this particular instance shows great love because she'd rather he live than die. And mama showed you that kind of love. She showed you that kind of love. One, because she's the source of love. And love is so wonderful between a mother and a child. You know, they've got these portraits you can buy. We've got one in our house where there's a mother, you know, holding a little baby. And you know, folk look at it and go, ooh, isn't that so? That's the nurturing spirit. I think mothers do that better than anybody. Amen. We fathers, we don't have that. Eh? I know I may not be speaking for all the fellas. They don't want it to be known today. But we can't do it like y'all do it. Y'all made pillows soft for that kind of stuff. Ain't nothing like laying your head on mama's breast and she say nice things to you and rub your head, you know. I don't want my daddy rubbing my head. And I'm not going to lay my head on his chest. Y'all them hairs and stuff. You know, ain't nothing like mothers. Mothers do that so well. And mothers can say things that fathers can't say. You know, mothers can make it all better with just words. You know, she has a way of looking at you and you see love. You know, when you're in trouble, you'd rather your mama showed up at the school. Okay. I don't want to say I wish he hadn't came today, but I mean, you know, mothers, I'm not done. Mother, that'll run me off right there. Mothers had this nurturing, and they can show love in even the worst things. Mothers can show love. You know, fathers come in, we quick to have, we got to have attitudes. I'm going to talk about this. I was writing part of the Father's Day sermon the other day. We got to have an attitude. We supposed to come in looking all gruff, and we supposed to come in saying, I'm going to bust you upside the head and all. Because, see, when we bust you upside the head, mama rubs your head. That's how it works out. But we're not supposed to be soft. No woman want no soft man. Listen, sisters, tell the children now. They didn't know. But you the one sent us in there to do justice. Every mother knows how to say, I'm going there. And you. And then when we come out, they go, now your daddy went too far. I didn't say I didn't know he was going to break your arm, but we're going to be all right. We got insurance. You know, but my mothers, they're a source of love. And then The other thing is, and this is good, that they proved to us that there is no greater strength than love. I know y'all can see where this going. They proved to us there's no greater strength than love. Bible says that for God so loved the world that he gave his only. See, it's everything I told you. It's sacrifice. It's strength. It's the willingness to give of myself that the greater good would come through my gift. Y'all see where it's going. God was so in love with us that he knew that what he gave of himself, not being selfish, but willing to sacrifice, because the greatest strength is that is exhibited in love. Whatever love requires of us, we can do it. Whatever love demands, we'll pay it. Whatever love draws out of us is worth it. And so it is, Mom. We're so thankful today that you didn't mind sacrifice. We're so thankful today that you didn't mind sharing and being the source. And so when we do whatever we do today, if it's flowers or if it's dinner, if it's a Macy's gift card or a belt shopping spree, whatever it is, we're not trying to really buy you off. We're just trying to pay you back. And we realize that no matter what we give, we can't give enough. And so what we're going to do, rather than try to make a lump sum payment, we're going to learn how to spread our love out one day at a time. We're going to learn how every day to lift up and glorify you because you're Mom. And we know that you're just a simple old girl and you don't want much, but we're going to do it anyhow. In fact, what we're going to do, Mama, is shower you with blessings. In fact, today we're going to make a pledge and an agreement in the spirit that we're going to be better children. We're going to be better sons and better daughters. I need more amens than that. We're gonna now always remind ourselves that in as much as it had not been for the Lord, but it's also if it had not been for you. And Mama, thank you for not going to the abortion clinic, but thank you for taking the iron pills. Thank you, Mama, for not sending us off to the LaQuint Dickey Mining Company, but putting up with us anyhow. Thank you, Mama, for spanking us on our little legs and pulling us by our ears and making us go sit in a corner, because if you hadn't done all that, we'd have been messed up, tore up from the floor up. Thank you, Mama, for not letting us hang out with them boys down the street and not being them little mannish gals over there. Thank you for corralling us in when we were trying to escape out the back window and staying on the phone talking to the wrong people. Thank you, Mama, for not letting us get our hair dyed some crazy color because other folk were doing it. Thank you, Mama, for not letting us steal and smoke cigarettes and all that kind of crazy stuff. Thank you for being a disciplinarian in our lives. Thank you for being the hard answer in critical times. Thank you for taking us to Sunday school when we didn't want to go. Thank you for lifting up the name of Jesus. Thank you for teaching us, now lay me down to sleep, I pray the Lord. Thank you, Mama, for bringing us to the church on a given Sunday. Thank you for lifting up the baptism before us. And thank you for telling us about the Jesus who died on the cross of Calvary. Thank you for telling us that he loved us so much that he paid for our sins. Thank you for telling me how to love on him and bless his holy name. Thank you for making sure I had my hand in the wine and chain. Thank you for praying for me when I didn't pray for myself. Thank you for feeding me when I couldn't afford food myself. Thank you for making up my bed with clean sheets. Thank you for washing my dirty clothes. Thank you for sitting up with me when I had a stomachache. Thank you for rubbing my head when I got my head. dead bad. Thank you for loving me when I didn't know how to love myself. But thank you for calling on the name of the Lord and asking God to put his arms around me. Thank you for asking God to be my bridge over troubled waters. Thank you for asking God to put a shelter over me. Thank you for lifting up the name of Jesus so we can call his name together. So we can worship together. We can go to church together because we got one Lord and one faith and one baptism. Thank you for making sure that I got saved and didn't die and go to hell. Thank you, Mama, for being the best mama in all the world, and all the flowers and all the candy and all the gifts can never repay you. So I thank God for my mama and ask God to bless you real good. Ask God to heal your body. Ask God to restore your strength. Ask God to let you sleep good at night. I ask God to give you whatever you desire because you're worthy of everything. And I thank God for my mama. Thank you for bringing me to Jesus. And mama, nothing is too much because you sacrificed for me. I can sacrifice for you. You'll always have a place to call home. You'll always have food on your table. You'll always have a little money to get your hair done. You'll always have a ride wherever you need to go. You won't have to not get your prescription filled because I'd rather you fill your prescription than I fill up my gas tank. And mama, don't you never think you bothering me. Call me anytime. And if my wife is any good wife at all, she'll honor my mother too. So don't you never worry about taking over my house. My house is your house. You can get in my kitchen and do anything you want to do. You can talk how you want to talk. Because you're my mama. And we honor you today. Because we know that everything you did, you did it for love. And so we honor every mother today for bearing us as a gift, for being our gift, and for bringing us to God. God bless you today. Let's stand on our feet all over the house as we get ready to go. Happy Mother's Day again to all you mothers. Every mother in this room today is a queen. You got your own province, you got your own lands, your own servants and subjects. When I came up on Mother's Day, every mother would defer to the older mother. My mother used to tell us all the time when my mother's mother died 3 days after I was born, so I didn't have an opportunity to know my mother's mother, but my dad's mother was strong and vibrant in my life. So on Mother's Day, Mama would tell us, don't worry about me, but go do something for your grandmother. So we'd all get to my grandmother's house, you know, about 100 deep. There's a lot of us. And man, we'd be loving on my grandmother. She'd say, y'all getting on my nerve now. See, that's how you got to love. You got to love Mama till you get on her nerve. That's when you don't, you know, when she say that, don't stop, you know, just slow down a little bit. You know, she said, y'all about getting on my nerves. All this here, hubbub, I don't need all this here. My grandmother was a very simple woman. But man, we'd be around there, you know, trying to outdo each other. You know, bringing in gifts and grandma would sit there like a queen that she was. And we knew when she was there. My grandmother had them fancy old lady handkerchiefs. I don't even know if they make them with the little lace around the edges. Every grandmother had them. And she kept it pinned to her bosom right up here. And she'd pull that little hanky around. You know, when you get to them, she'd turn her head sideways. And she said, now, y'all gone now. And the last great memories I have of my grandmother was Mother's Day, 1989. My grandmother had cancer for the third battle she was going through. And she said, and unusual, Dr. Dixon, for her, but she said, I want everybody at the house for Mother's Day. My grandmother didn't like stuff like that, so we knew. I mean, we kind of knew. And, man, we were around there, you know, 200 deep. Cars all out in the street. Police came and said, y'all got to move some of them cars. And My uncle got smart with the police, just about wind up in jail. Told the police, we here for my mama. The man said, I don't care who y'all here for. Y'all need to move some of them cars. But we were there, and grandmother, she fought hard. You know, she was on her way down, but we all got running. So my daddy, the oldest boy, he said, all right, come on, mama, I want everybody in the house. And, you know, we got in the house, and you know, the air conditioner was on. When we were in there about 25 deep, the air conditioner was working fine. But when all the rest of them bodies got in there, the air conditioner seemed broke. So we was all standing around sweating. And my grandma said, I want to tell y'all something. She said, I'm so proud of y'all. She said, I've lived a good life. But it wouldn't have been worth nothing without y'all. And we said, oh, grandma. She said, hush. You know, grandmas can say that. And you hush right away. You don't argue. She said, hush. I ain't through talking. I ain't got much more to say, but I ain't through talking. She wasn't like the pastor. She could talk short. I can't help myself. She said, but I want y'all to know that whatever I did, I never meant to hurt you. She said, I said some things and I done some things. She said, some of y'all, I had to whoop y'all. She said, but I want y'all to know today, if y'all don't remember nothing I tell y'all. She was getting her strength then. I saw it. She rose up a little bit. She said, whatever I did it because I love you. She said, now if loving you is wrong, I don't want to be. No, that was another song. I'm sorry, that's somebody. But she said, I want y'all to know that. She said, all this stuff here y'all done today, that's just fine. But it ain't going nowhere with me. She said, but what I'm going to take from here is love. She said, I'm going to tell y'all this here, and we can eat. Y'all keep loving each other. Don't y'all never stop loving each other. She said, y'all put all that foolishness aside, and y'all love each other. So that's what I want to tell you today. Whatever you did or didn't do for your mama, put it aside. But don't y'all stop loving each other. Love covers a multitude of sins. And love brought Jesus to save us. And so on this Mother's Day, I extend to you an invitation to accept Jesus Christ because of his love. He loves you today. He's our Father, our brother, our friend, our King, our Lord, our Master. But on Mother's Day, wouldn't it be wonderful? Give your life to the Father. That's what I loved about my mom and my grandma and them ladies. They brought me to church. They wasn't playing about that. They, you know, you can do a whole lot of stuff, but they'll tell you, you can stay up late as you want tonight, but in the morning, we going to church. Y'all remember them statements? We didn't go back to saying that kind of stuff to our kid. They up the PlayStation all time of night. You think they done going to sleep because they done turned the lights out. They playing in the dark. Grandma and mama and them walked us to church. We walked to church and rather enjoyed it. We act like we did. You can't walk to church with no sour face because they'll come back and hit you. Y'all remember that? When they administered justice where justice was needed? How many of y'all had this one? Wherever you show out, I'm going to show out. And then they throw this in, and I like showing out. Amen. But Christ loves you today, and our doors are open to Christian discipleship. If you're in this room today and you've not accepted Jesus Christ, what he did in love. He died because he loved you. He stayed on Calvary's cross. He took the nails. He took the piercing, the scourge. All he just kept smiling in love. He said, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. But what they're doing, I'm going to endure it in love. Thy will be done. If you're here today, you've not accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, you ought to come. If you don't feel like walking, I'll come walk with you. If you don't walk at all, I'll stand there with you. But what I need to hear you say is, I accept him as Lord and Savior in my life. Make your mama proud.
make mama happy. You can pick up the phone if mama's not here and say, mama, you'll never guess what I did today. I joined the body of Christ. I gave my life to Jesus. And that thump you heard is her hitting the floor. Get on over there and pick mama up. But surprise her today. Let her know you got it right. All of the training has paid off. If you've not accepted Jesus Christ, why don't you do so today? And if you have already accepted Christ and you just want to do better, make that declaration today. Lord, I'm just going to do better. I'm going to be a greater son, a greater daughter to your glory, to your honor. Because I recognize that I am a gift. I recognize that you gave me the greatest gift in your son Jesus, but you gave me a vessel to bring me here. None of us just dropped out the sky. I don't believe no atoms colliding and all that crazy stuff. The Bible says that Eve would be the mother of all those who shall live. And we got here because of mother. And so God bless you today. If you make that declaration, keep it. The Bible says, let your word be your bond. We need to be better disciples. We're talking about that in essential discipleship training, that we need to understand what it means to make a decision to be determined and dedicated unto God. Three simple things we can do. Your decision is required today. And then your determination is going to keep you on that path. Paul says we're pressing toward the mark of the high calling that's in Christ Jesus. I'm determined that I'm going to make it all the way. How many of you are going to make it all the way? Amen. Amen. Father, we thank you so much today. We honor every mother today and celebrate life. We also, Lord, in remembrance, celebrate in memoriam as we think on the former days. We had to say goodbye on a given day. But Lord, we look forward to the day when we'll all say hello again. Bible says that there'll be no more tears. You'll wipe every tear from our eyes. And we'll sing in the day of rejoicing. So, Father, we thank you for every mother, every wife, every daughter. We thank you, Lord, because we now see what sacrifice looks like. We see what strength looks like. And we understand what it means to be a source. We lived. We lived inside and were nurtured and cared for, not out of necessity, but out of love. And here we stand, every one of us stand in this room today because we had a mother. What a testimony it is to motherhood that you supply the world through women who bear children, twins and triplets and single birth, multiple births. Our siblings, even, Lord, the adoptions, thank you. Thank you for foster care. Thank you, Lord, for those who lended their support when we were struggling and couldn't go another mile. We thought we were overwhelmed and couldn't handle it. And somebody said, listen, let me watch them for a while. Thank you for surrogate mothers. Stand-in mothers, stepped-up mothers, we honor them all. Thank you, Lord, even for those who desire to be mothers but never had the opportunity. We thank you and honor their spirit. And so, Father, we pray today for all of our mothers. And, Lord, we ask that you touch the hearts of those who have lost their mothers. They've gone on, and these days can be so difficult. But Lord, there are still days to rejoice because mama was some kind of somebody. And so in a few moments, Lord, we're going to leave, and we'll sit around the table, and we'll talk about the spankings, the whoopings, the beatings, the punishments, the injustice that we sometimes felt. But thank you for mothers. And let this be a special day for all of them and all of us. But more than anything, we thank you for Jesus. for he is our life. And as we turn from this place, but never your presence, let us remember that whatever we do, let's do it as unto the Lord and do it because of love. Love your neighbor, that's what you required of us. Care one for the other is what you told us to do. So we'll bless your name. Forgive us of our sins, we do pray. Have mercy. Cleanse us and make us stronger together. We'll stand in the day of our judgment and pray to hear you say, well done. Now give us traveling mercies. Grant us favor as we go from this place to the next place. But all of these places, we'll see you there. In the name of Jesus. The redeemed of the Lord said, amen, amen, and amen. Go enjoy your mothers. Have a great day. We'll see you again real soon. Listen, very quickly, we're not going to have noonday or Bible study this week. The state convention is ongoing, and I've been summoned to appear. So we're going to forego those 2 days, and we'll see you again next time around. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Go in peace. God loves you, and so do I.